Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Michelle Heath, and she is, one of her jobs is membership director for the Nishna Valley Family YMCA. Good morning to you, Michelle.
Good morning.
Well, November is just speeding by, but that means we have a very special celebration to take care of in November.
Yes, we actually are doing something a little bit different this year. We are going to have a free community-wide Thanksgiving meal this Thursday.
This Thursday. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. That is the 10th of November. Where is it going to be and what time?
It's going to be at the St. Paul's Lutheran Church. They've just got a really nice setup that we can get people through quickly, hopefully. We are going to serve from 5 to 7 or until food runs out. We are hoping for a lot, so we'll see what we get. But this is open to everybody. This is neighboring communities, anybody in town. You do not have to be a member. We want everybody to come, and it is a traditional ham, turkey, mashed potatoes, gravy, green bean casserole, rolls, and pie. So,
all those things that we expect at our Thanksgiving banquet, it's going to be there. So this is not a potluck.
Nope, we want nobody to bring. They bring absolutely nothing but themselves, their friend, their family, whatever. You come, you enjoy a meal on us, and it's just our way of getting outside of our four walls and letting the community see that we care and that we want to serve them. So this is our way of giving thanks.
Okay. And I know the YMCA, the Nishna Valley Family YMCA, is involved in a number of community activities, even though the majority of things, when we think of the Y, is we think of your building.
Right. And that's what we as a team here are hoping to get people to see, is us outside of our four walls, us, you know, doing things with other
organizations. I mean, because I've worked some with the Y and other groups, and you know, you show up, you say, can we help, can we do this, can we be there? And I think you're doing that more and more, so here's one more big step.
Exactly. And that's what we want. We don't want people to think all we care about is your membership here at the Y. That isn't it is, but it's what our main concern is that we are there to help the community, to make them healthier and better, and just any needs that they may have, we want to help them with.
Right. Now, I want to, though, say that membership is important, and you'll take memberships. And if we have time, we can talk a little more about that. And we'll remind folks here in a little bit about the time and place for this community dinner. But you have a couple of other things that you'd like to visit with.
Yeah, I do. There's something kind of new in the area, and it's anybody who happens to have the health care provider that is called AmeriHealth Caritas. And that is exactly what it has to say on their card. There's an AmeriHealth group, but this is AmeriHealth Caritas. Now, with that insurance carrier, you are eligible to have a free membership at the Y. You know, they do have some limit, you know, some specifications that you have to meet for them to pay for it, but this is for these people. And so we need to get it out there. Look at your insurance carrier. See if you have AmeriHealth Caritas. And if you do, come see me.
Yeah, that probably isn't something that just rolls off of everybody's tongue, but you need to check that out, and it would be on the card that you have.
Right. It will. And it, a lot of the kids who maybe have Hawkeye insurance, it may be included on there. The Medicaid, it's with the Medicaid. So definitely check and see if you are one of those that is eligible to have that free membership with us.
Do you want to mention some of the criteria? I mean, well, first of all, you have to be a member of this group.
Right.
But
You have to be a member of the group, and then each individual in that group needs to be here. They have to visit the Y 12 times in that first 90 days.
But there's no charge for that.
Nope. That's part of their membership. But the insurance carrier we send a tracking with them. And so we send it into the company, and they track it. And if you don't meet the 12 visits required, then you would no longer be able to be in their program.
But, you know, that says to me, somebody in that company says, the habit is what's important. You know, whatever it is we're trying to change, you got to keep with it a little while. Doing it for a couple times doesn't work.
Right. And we are here to help you succeed with that. You know, we want to get you here. We want to get you involved in a class you may like, or lifting weights. And we have some great people that can show you the proper ways to do that. Just getting you connected with friends and groups here is a big plus.
Okay. So again, say what it must say on your card.
AmeriHealth Caritas.
Okay. So check out your card and see if that's what it says. Now, you mentioned, of course, that you have a variety of things that you offer people. What are some of the classes going on right now?
Like in the water classes, we have water fusion or aqua fusion. We have aqua Zumba, we have water cardio, we have now the new, since we now no longer have Les Mills, but we have MOSA classes, we have strengthening together, we have a balance and flex class, we have Pilates, we have yoga, we have Zumba, we have silver sneakers, we have silver sneakers circuit. So we have boot camp, we have an AM boot camp, a PM boot camp, we have cardio cycling in the AM and the PM, we have literally a variety that there's something for everyone.
You know, when you say those things, I'm thinking that includes a variety of ages, a variety of abilities, and also a variety of times.
Right. And the thing is, all of the classes, you know, there's not like, oh, you have to wait and start here. You can go into those classes at any time and pick up and do. And there are always modifications in every class. Therefore, every age group, every ability to do things, you can do it in those classes.
You mentioned silver sneakers and silver sneakers circuit. Mm-hmm. What's the difference?
The circuit class is a little more advanced. They don't sit in the chair. They do a little more advanced things. It's for we have some of our silver sneaker people who have been going to the class literally for 12 years. So some of them are a little more advanced and can do actually more and want to push themselves to do more. So that's what that class is geared towards.
Yeah. And they didn't start out being able to do that, but after all of that time, you know, I think some of us think, well, as we get older, we just can't do this and we can't do that. And then I look around going, well, I probably could if you worked at it.
Yeah, and the thing is, I've had a lot of the silver sneaker class people say to me when I was teaching that class how, you know, during the summer when they were pulling weeds and in their flower gardens, they said, Michelle, without this class, I wouldn't be able to do that. But because of this class, I'm able to do this now, and I'm able to do this without pain.
Great. So. Well, yeah, without pain. That's really important. Makes you sort of motivated to do those. The other thing that you mentioned is strength, cardio, flexibility. There's all of that.
Yes, that's literally, there's a wide variety, everything from stretching to the, you know, to gaining the strength to the cardio, which, you know, a lot of, and we have some people that's all they want is cardio, and that's great. So we have that for them. So they're really, if somebody wants all three of those, we've got it.
What are the hours at the Nishna Valley Family YMCA?
We are open Monday through Sunday through Saturday. Sundays we are open noon to 7. Monday through Thursday, 4:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. Fridays is 4:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturdays is 7 to 7.
Okay. So if you can't find some time in there to come to the Y, maybe you need to change your schedule. I don't know, because I think you're trying to be really flexible to meet people's time schedules. And when you say 4:30 a.m., I'm going, well, that's not for me. But for some people, that's kind of the best time of their day.
It is. For those people who have to be to work by 7 or 6 or whatever, that's their ideal time. I'm with you, not my ideal time. I don't function well at that time of morning, but, you know, we have a lot of people that come at that time.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, let's remind folks here of the Thanksgiving community dinner.
It is this Thursday, the 10th of November, from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the St. Paul's Lutheran Church. Free. Come. Bring your friends, family.
Don't need to bring anything else. No. Just come. We want to thank you very much, Michelle Heath of the Nishna Valley Family YMCA. Until next time, here's a thought from John Kennedy. As we express our gratitude, we must never forget that the highest appreciation is not to utter words, but to live by them.